Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise!
Good morning, buddy. Welcome to the Coach JV podcast. Talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. And what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. All right. So I'm going to talk about today, talking about the mountain and the rock in front of you guys. So it's been a journey, but here we are. Okay, here we are. So when you are faced with adversity, when everything is going well, right? It's easy to be present. It's easy to do manifestation. It's easy to do your prayers, and it's easy to, be motivational online and all this stuff. But when shit hits the fan, that's when the prayers matter. That's when the manifestation matters. That's when the knowing who you are matters. That's when principles matter. Because what I've realized through this experience is that all of a sudden, you know, the mountain is present. Where I started to dissipate the mountain and I was present and flowing and enjoying, and everything was going very, very well. And I remember back, this is a cycle for me. Like, I can now see this mountain that is so massive ahead of me. And it's a reminder of what presence is about. It's a reminder of what presence can do for your life. It's a reminder of gratitude. It's a reminder of focusing on what you do have and not what you don't want. It's a reminder to understand that He feeds the birds, He will feed you. It's a reminder that if you say to the mountain, move, it will move. But when we're faced with adversity, backed against the rope, that's when the practice is. Just like the Super Bowl, you can see who truly practiced in the off season. You can see in the on season who partied or who put in the work. You can see which athletes are the best in the world. People like Kobe Bryant, you know, people, that gentleman, rest his soul, people like that who basically put their whole life into their craft. And when they got on the court, you could see it. And then you could see other people that were super talented, like a Dennis Rodman, right? They'd party in the offseason. Come on, everything was, it was like their life is like the stock market. You can see when the Super Bowl hits. You can see when the game hits, or you can see when the tragedy hits, who's putting in the work. You don't want to wait till tragedy happens. You don't want to wait till you're backed against the corner to define your principles. You don't want to wait to practice manifestation and prayers. We often pray when we need it, not when things are going well. So what I want to tell you guys is, there's a massive mountain present now, massive mountain of healing and recovery. And you know, just sitting there like in my thoughts all day, going back from my bed over to my counter here. And it's just like, I went from moving nonstop, traveling, all this stuff to. So what I'm practicing right now, and what I ask you to do, is I ask you to take your eyes off of the mountain and look at the next rock in front of you. So today, as I'm recording this on Sunday, the next rock is being able to take care of my son properly today. So that was the weekend that after it happened, I didn't have him that weekend. And then he was brought over so I could spend some time with him. But this is the first weekend I've had him the whole weekend. And, you know, my daughter's self-sufficient, obviously she's 19, but you know, he takes care and he can, you know, but he's so caring and so loving. I do have to say that he's been such an amazing, amazing support system. But I feel bad. I can't play with them. I can't wrestle with them. I can't do all the things that we do. So that started to play tricks on my mind. Right. And so then I started looking at the hill, the mountain, then the hill became a mountain. I'm like, oh my gosh, one step in front of the other. So today is Sunday as I'm recording this, you're listening to it on Monday. So the hill today, or the mountain today, or the rock today, excuse me, look at, I even said the mountain. I'm going to take my eyes off the top of the mountain. I'm going to take my eyes off the top of the hill, and I'm going to focus on the next rock. The rock today is getting out into public, taking them out somewhere, right? My mom's going to come help me out. She can drive. I'm going to get out into public. I'm going to get some sun on my face. I'm going to get out there in the ecosystem and feel normal today. And I'm going to do the best I can. I'm going to spend time with him playing board games or playing cards where I can sit down. I'm going to do what I can to be as present as humanly possible. And that's the battle that I'm going to face today. I'm going to get my podcast done. I got a big test coming up on Tuesday. And those are that's what I want you to focus on. So you may be facing a mountain, but we need to focus on that rock. Okay. So today is one rock. Tomorrow is another rock. And I want you to remember, if he feeds the birds, he will feed you. If you say to the mountain, move, the mountain will move. But you built a big ass mountain that he has to break down. So let's all get present today. Let's all get focused. Let's all get disciplined. Let's all get consistent. And let's rise together to make an impact for generations to come. Warriors, rise. Get your shit together. Let's go.